for woman, Aletta Rocha is in the building, everybody. Woman Crush Wednesday it is. Wednesdays, we celebrate women that are trailblazing in so many different industries. And today, we're going into the world of Toastmasters. Aletta Rocha has just made history as the first person from Africa and only the 10th woman in 100 years to become international president of Toastmasters International. What began as a hobby to escape her children, as we all tried to do, is now a global mission. She's an author. She's an executive presence coach. She's a mentor to TEDx speakers and shaping voices around the world. Aletta calls leading, coaching, and training her happy place. And when she's not inspiring others, you'll find her hiking or running half marathons in Cape Town. Thank you for saying bye to the mountain, Aletta, and joining us in studio. How are you?
Carol, it's wonderful to be here. I don't have the privilege of being in KZN very often, and I was driving here this morning thinking, how beautiful is this place? So Thank you for bringing me here.
Please, can we put a loudspeaker in Cape Town so they can hear what you just said?
I'm sure.
I love it. Thank you so much. Once again, congratulations on this appointment, making history, being the first person from the continent to take on this big role. Now, for many, I mean, Buhle, after her traffic, she normally runs out the studio, but today she's sitting, so she clearly wants to learn more. Please do share for many who don't know. I've heard of Toastmasters. I think I have an understanding of what Toastmasters does. But for those who don't know, who and what are Toastmasters?
I was the same. I'd heard the name, but I'd never met a real live member.
There we go.
And Toastmasters has been around. We've just celebrated our 101st birthday. So it's been around forever. We're in 148 countries, and many people still haven't heard about us. We help people communicate confidently. So whether you're a supermodel, a professional football hero, or you are an entrepreneur or a manager, if you can communicate more confidently, you become a catalyst for opportunity and success. Mm. And we create a safe, fun environment where you can take risks, where you can get feedback. For instance, if you came to our meeting, Carol, and you were doing a presentation, you would give your presentation, you're guaranteed an audience and you're guaranteed applause. It's a very positive, supportive environment. But somebody in that audience will be tasked with giving you feedback. Mm. And the feedback will be, Carol, you did this, this, and this really well. But next time, can you work on this? And this is how I suggest you do it to get better. So it becomes a learning laboratory with a lot of fun where you can just grow in confidence. And within a few short months, you'll be amazed to see how people grow in confidence and they take that back to their families, the community, their career. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, here you are, this international role, first time a leader is coming from the continent. What has it been like for you?
Carol, that's deeply meaningful to me. Mm. I am a child of Africa and I believe in Africa. Mm. And my experience has taught me that people often underestimate Africans and they overlook what we do.
Yeah.
So for me, it's very important that my being the first international president, it's not about me. It's about the fact that I'm an African and hopefully I'll be the first of many in time.
Yes.
So it just tells people it's possible. It brings our voice to the stage. It brings our thinking to the stage.
Yeah.
When we look at Toastmasters globally, we have certain areas where we're growing fast and others where we're not growing so fast. And Africa is one of the fastest growing regions. And I often say to people internationally, isn't that interesting? We have some of the poorest countries in the world. Mm. We have exchange rates that are not favorable versus the US dollar, and yet we are succeeding. Mm. And the mindset that our leaders have, to me, is what sets us apart.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, as a mom, I've got two small kids, and I do several things to escape. Sometimes as a mom, you just need that space to just remember that you're a mom, but you're also you, and you need that time to do things that make you happy and fill your cup and make you feel joyful. Mm-hmm. You did join Toastmasters as an escape from your children, as you mentioned. Take us through the early days of like navigating that, you know, and then finding yourself now in this global space.
Well, I never knew it would lead to where it's led to. I went, as I say, just to have time for myself, adult conversation. And I went to my first meeting not knowing what to expect. But the moment that meeting started, I knew it was a place I could learn. And I'm an habitual learner.
Yes.
So somebody made me laugh. Someone else persuaded me. And they were just so articulate. And I thought, I want to learn to be as good as these guys. So I immediately joined. And for me, the first bit of encouragement I needed was to put my name down to do a presentation. And I was hesitating, and a fellow member said, come on, Aletta, just do it.
Yeah.
Then I got my first presentation done, and I was terrified of the first evaluation because I'd never been evaluated in public before.
Yeah.
But it was all such a positive experience. And my philosophy in life, ever since I've been a child, I joke that I suffer from a syndrome called helium hand. So if someone asks for a volunteer, my hand just automatically
like a balloon.
Goes up.
Okay, got it.
So in Toastmasters, that served me well. They asked someone to do PR for our club. Helium hand went up. Whatever they asked of me, I just put my hand up and then figured out how to do it. And that's each step led to something more. So it was club leadership, and then I started getting into district leadership, which was Southern Africa. Then I got into regional leadership, which was Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. And then eventually ran for the board of directors. So I just kept on taking the next step. But I don't get paid a salary for doing this. We are all volunteers. So it's done for the passion. And the return on investment has been phenomenal. It's been the most enriching thing I've done. It has changed my life in so many ways, and I've had an enormous amount of fun doing it.
Oh, that's the best part. Well, we're going to be chatting more with Aletta next. I want you to think about your words of inspiration. You're clearly passionate about public speaking and self-confidence. Your words of encouragement for ladies and anyone listening, really. And we'll get into that next.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.
We're hanging out with our wonderful, wonderful in-studio guest, and it's a Woman Crush Wednesday. A superwoman, Aletta Rocha, has been in studio with us for the past couple of minutes. If you missed the first part of the interview, we have a little bit more with this amazing woman. She's the first person from Africa and only the 10th woman in 100 years to become international president of Toastmasters International. It started as a hobby and now it's global stages, it's TEDx speakers, it's shaping voices, it's the works. And on top of that, she's written two books and done so many incredible things. So we were chatting off air and I said to you, Aletta, I'm going to ask you this question. Why, in your opinion, do you think public speaking is such a powerful tool for one to have?
Carol, I think it's essential because so much of what we do is, it's not just the doing, the task, the skill set. It's how you communicate with the people you do it with. Mm. And if you can get someone to buy into your ideas or persuade them for a different course of action, if you can inspire them to believe in themselves, you become a catalyst for opportunity. So the more confident you can be in the moment when somebody says to you in a meeting, Carol, tell me what you think about this, with no preparation. That's what we train you to do in Toastmasters, so that when the opportunity comes your way, you can take advantage of it. And clear communicators are seen, they're heard. People want to follow clear communicators. So I call it, it's almost like an amplification. So whatever talent you've got, if you're a good communicator, you're going to amplify the potential that you have to make a difference in this world.
Right. And for those listening who would like to join Toastmasters, how does it happen? Where do you go?
The easiest way is to go to toastmasters.org and look for the Find a Club feature. And click the Find a Club feature and type in where you live. Now, there are thriving clubs in KZN. These clubs are on fire. Yeah. Find a club that meets on a day and in a location that's convenient to you and just go along as a guest. There's no obligation to even speak at that meeting, but just go along and see it in action. And then you can decide if it's a good fit or not. But I can guarantee you one thing. The time and effort and energy you put into Toastmasters, you'll never regret.
You'll never regret. I love that. Now, Aletta, you've written two books on public speaking and you're a coach, obviously, for TEDx speakers. What's the secret to crafting a message that sticks with people?
The hardest part is to clarify your message. So I always put all my clients through an exercise where I say to them, if you only had 10 words for your entire presentation, what would those 10 words be? And can you format them so it's like a T-shirt slogan? It's quick and easy to read. It makes you intrigued. It's memorable. It's catchy. If you can have that clarity, then it's easier, because most people struggle. They put too much into their presentations and they cram it full and the audience leaves confused. So just be singular, be really clear and have a message that leads to action.
How have you navigated? You know, for us women, it's such a thin line of being completely confident and completely aware of who you are and just, you know, strong-willed in your ways. And then sometimes people take that as either arrogance, or they call us the B word, or we're just not liked. How do women navigate that line of being super confident, super, you know, self-conscious and aware of themselves and their abilities, and sort of stay in the space where it's not seen as anything but that? Mm.
Very good question. For me, there are two aspects to this. The first is, and it was advice I got from a mentor of mine. He said, remember that you belong. So if you assume that you belong at the table in that discussion, you will go in with that confidence, that self-assurance, and you don't have to become more assertive. You can just be who you are. And then just be who you are. Stop trying to pretend to be somebody else. Stop trying to do it like somebody else. You don't have to be the loudest voice in the room to have the most influence. You can just be clear in what you say and be give them reasons for why you're saying it and believe in yourself. But give yourself permission to belong. Give yourself permission to be at the top. And often I think we're waiting for other people to give us that permission.
That's true.
And I think we've got to choose to belong. We've got to act as if we belong. And we've got to relax. Because if you did belong, you would be relaxed. You wouldn't be forcing anything. You would just be you.
You would just be you. And finally, what are your words of encouragement to those listening? I absolutely agree with you. Being able to articulate yourself, being able to speak well, to be able to be confident with knowing your message is worth hearing is so important. It's a cornerstone to just succeeding in life, whether it is with your children, whether it is with your colleagues, whether it's with your family. Having that confidence really does help in communicating well and people respecting what you have to say. What are your words of encouragement for those who just are just struggling with this space? Struggling. Not everybody. My mom always says, not everybody can get on a stage and talk like you. So cut me some slack, she'll say, you know. So not everybody can do that.
We can each be confident communicators, whether we're on a stage or whether we're in a room, whether with our family, whether we're in a meeting. So my words of encouragement are to believe in yourself. If you've got a dream that you've pursued and you've hesitated because you're unsure of whether you can carry it off or whether you can speak in front of people, join Toastmasters, because I can guarantee that you will grow in confidence. And as you grow in confidence, you can see opportunities for yourself that you couldn't see before. And you'll unlock the potential that's already there. We're just waiting to discover it. So we can't wait to hear your story, because only you can tell your story. But we can just say, come to Toastmasters. We will help you find your voice, tell your story, and become the amazing person you were meant to be.
Wow, I love that. Aletta, you've been amazing. Congratulations again for representing Africa and being this legendary role and breaking the mold. And like you said, a lot of people don't like to listen to Africa. Now they have to listen to you because you're the boss. You're the boss. International President of Toastmasters Masters International, Aletta Roshaw. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.